Measure A is coming to the Sonoma County ballot on March 7th, and it calls for taxation of pot growers outside of city limits in Sonoma County. On the KSRO live line is First District Supervisor Susan Gorin. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. What's the best thing about Measure A for Sonoma County?
Well, we've been working on this for a couple of years now. We know we have about 3,000 growers in the county in some way, shape, or form in our neighborhoods up in the hills, and especially with the passage of the legalization measure last November, we want to make sure that we work with the industry to move them into areas that are appropriate for cultivation that will have minimal impact and grow according to water conserving technologies and the least impact on neighbors as possible. In other words, we want to incentivize them to come out of the woods and into appropriate growing locations. In order to do that, this is a brand new world for the county, we need a number of staff people to help with permitting, code enforcement, agricultural planting techniques with the Ag Commissioner, and so many other staff positions. We figure probably 20 or 30 staff positions. We're going to need some revenue to help fund that and to move this industry into compliance. And so this is a proposal to tax in multiple ways and levy some fees. This proposal is the maximum that we could tax. The taxes will be established each year by the board working with the industry, and it could be lowered or increased each year on July 1st. So this is just the authorizing mechanism from the community to allow us to do this, just as it has been proposed and approved by voters all over California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and elsewhere.
So it is legal in California, but they haven't sort of set up the mechanism, right? Some of the business inclinations and things they have to get going. So that won't be till next year. Are you guys saying, like, we need to figure it out here in Sonoma first before the state even gets things going? We need to get a jump on the state?
And it actually is a circle, because we determined a year ago what was appropriate for the state and what was appropriate for the local governments to set in place. Senator McGuire, Assemblymember Wood, then just took that framework, went off and did their state legislation that established that framework at the state level, and now we're working on the appropriate places in the county to make that happen so that it meshes with the state framework and licensing mechanisms once they are established.
Well, Supervisor Gorin, we had the folks from the Growers Alliance on KSRO yesterday, and they say the tax is too high. That's the problem with it.
And we have worked with them over the past year, and we have said this is the maximum tax. Work with us to establish what is appropriate, what is feasible, and still incentivize you to come out of the cannabis and into the light. So this is, we don't want to go to the voters every year and say we'd like this taxation and this taxation.
Right.
This is just a mechanism and a maximum level that we can expect to see, maybe never, maybe in a couple of years.
What happens if Measure A fails at the polls?
Well, we'll probably go back to the drawing board and once again work with the growers to figure out what is next. But we've said all along that we are not going to move forward into permitting until we have the resources to do that.
One more thing to ask you about, Supervisor Gorin. The Board of Supes voted unanimously yesterday to support California legislation that would impose additional restrictions on how local law enforcement deals with federal law enforcement when it comes to immigration. Is there anything else, anything further that the Board of Supervisors can do to express its support to the immigrant population?
We have been recognizing the fear and trepidation in our community and also from the business community, because we recognize that a number of these folks are living in our community, working valuable jobs, especially in agriculture and tourism. So we are trying to set the stage to tell our community, we are with you, we understand your concerns, we also are concerned, with the exception of violent or serious felonies, and that is a different category altogether. But what we're proposing is, for the next couple of years, we will continue the program that we originated here in Sonoma County, which is legal assistance for the DACAs, or the Dreamers, to defend their right to stay in our county and our nation. But also, throughout the year, we're going to be checking in with our partners in the school districts, cities, nonprofit organizations, because they are on the front lines. They hear from the parents. They're hearing the distress calls, and we are as well. Our Health and Human Services are receiving calls every day, please disenroll me from any services. And these are vital services that this population needs. So even though they're here in this county legally with green cards, they're still asking to be disenrolled. So the fear is palpable and truly serious for Sonoma County.
That is First District Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin. Susan, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the sun, everybody.
In fact, we will.